Bohuslav Martinů is perhaps one of the Czech Republic's less well-known composers. Originally kicked out of the Prague Conservatory for being a poor student, he went on to teach himself composition, and during more than 30 years of active work, he composed more than 400 pieces, covering all genres, from ballets and operas to chamber music and six symphonies. Bohuslav Martinů was born in the East Moravian village of Polička on December 8, 1890, the youngest of four children, the son of the local church's clockmaster. Because of his father's work, Bohuslav Martinů spent the first 10 years of his life living in the clock tower of the local church, 50 meters above ground. According to Aleš Březina, the director of the Bohuslav Martinů Institute in Prague, this had a pronounced effect on his life.
It made a great influence on his approach to life, on his approach to the music. He often used to call himself an observer. He was very often alone there, and he used to observe the nature and to look around the church.
In 1900, the family moved to another flat in Polička, and Bohuslav Martinů began taking music lessons. As he was a talented violin player, at the age of 15, he was accepted to the Prague Conservatory. The entire village set up a fund for him to be able to attend the university, but he proved a disappointment to them, as he was thrown out of the Prague Conservatory in 1910 as a hopeless case. Later on, Bohuslav Martinů spoke very unfavorably of the teaching methods at the conservatory.
He described it as being very formal and having nothing in common with real music, since he was not able to understand music theory as it was taught. He was not able to understand this very German-influenced music theory and also music composition. It was completely foreign to him, completely strange to him. His inclination already at that time was much more to French music.
Instead of returning home to Polička, Bohuslav Martinů remained in Prague, where he immersed himself in the city's cultural life. He stayed in Prague until the outbreak of World War I in 1914 and began to compose music during this time. This was one of the most influential periods in his life. Aleš Březina.
He was completely unknown at that time. No one expected anything of him. So he had a lot of time to write a great amount of music for his own. It was not really written for other people. The real sense of these compositions written between 1910 and 1918 was really to study music, since Martin was at the conservatoire, but he was a self-made man.
During the war, Bohuslav Martinů worked as a teacher in his hometown of Polička, and after the foundation of Czechoslovakia in 1918, he returned to Prague, where he joined the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. He remained with the orchestra for 5 years, studying the works of the classical masters. Then, in 1923, now aged 33, he received a grant to go to Paris and study with the French composer Albert Roussel. Although they did not have many lessons together, Roussel had quite an impact on his life.
Roussel influenced Martinů a lot through his approach to music, through his affinity, his love for classical music, I mean from music of the late 18th century. Martinů was so fascinated by the music life in Paris that he remained not for 3 months, as his grant was, but for 17 years.
In 1924, Bohuslav Martinů published his first piece of music, his second string quartet, through a famous publishing house, Universal Editions Vienna. The publishing house was so impressed with the work that they offered him regular payment in return for sending them all of his work for publication. This, however, did not turn out so well.
Martinů was still experimenting at that time, and the piece which was so interesting for the Universal Editions Vienna, the second string quartet, was not at the end of his search for new music. So this was for him only passing through piece and not something he is going to write in this style for the next 34 years. So he used to send his music to Universal Editions Vienna, and he received everything back with the remark, interesting, but at the moment we have too much compositions waiting for being published, so that after some years he cancelled this contract.
Martino devoted himself to composing full-time, and produced a large number of works throughout the 1930s, and his reputation as a composer began to spread. He worked with a number of different publishing houses, all of them publishing music of different styles. Bohuslav Martino proved his flexibility as a composer at this point by being able to adapt to all of the different demands placed on him. Aleš Březina again.
He developed an ability. He wrote for everyone music which was written directly for the concrete person. This is very important to see how he was able to write completely different music. But at the same time, this music always remains Martino's own music.
Shortly after the outbreak of the Second World War, Bohuslav Martino left Paris and headed for America, where he arrived via a roundabout route at the end of March 1941. He spoke very little English at the time and was not very well known in America, and so he took the rare step in his life of ceasing all composing and spent his time instead studying the people and the culture around him so he could get to know his new audience.
He didn't know the listeners. This was for him a very important category. He always wrote also for a special public, for special listeners, and he knew exactly who will listen to this music, so that his first idea and his first steps in the United States were to learn the people there, to learn the music life, to learn pieces by American composers, to become a part of a community completely unknown to him before.
Bohuslav Martino sprang back into action again in 1942, when he wrote his first symphony, which was a resounding success in America. He then followed this up with a symphony every year for the next 4 years, each in a different style, and all very well received. Bohuslav Martino's works were performed on a regular basis in the United States, and although his English was still not very fluent, he took up teaching posts at several American universities and taught composition. Despite his immense popularity in America, Bohuslav Martino was not completely satisfied there.
He loved the orchestras, he loved the interpreters, but he didn't love the life in New York. He missed a lot of the atmosphere of Paris and Prague, people talking with each other, composers working together. So he missed also the creative atmosphere. It was for this reason that he decided to leave the United States.
Bohuslav Martino left the US in 1953, having first taken American citizenship. He lived in Europe for the last 6 years of his life, in France, Italy and Switzerland, where he both taught and continued to compose, right up until his death on August the 28th, 1959, in Liestal in Switzerland, aged 68. Throughout the course of his life, he composed more than 400 separate pieces of music, covering almost every single genre of classical music.
He wrote really all his life, almost without breaks, and this makes him one of the most prolific composers, not only of the 20th century, but especially of the 20th century. His whole output counts more than 400 pieces. He used to write in almost every combinations of instruments, chamber music, string quartets, piano trios. Every decade he composed in a different style, that he always developed himself as a composer. This is one of the difficulties also for music critics, because they need a clear shape of the composer, but with Martinu this body is huge with a great variety.